Well, good morning to you, Lebanon, on this nice but cool, mostly sunny morning. Well, now that the stratus has burned off. The good news is we have a high-pressure ridge building in over the area that'll bring us a dry and fair day today. The wind's becoming northerly 4 to 8. Today's high temperature near 62. The clouds return tonight with calm winds, the low a chilly 39 degrees. The ridge is getting pushed east with tomorrow, but we still have a partly sunny and dry day with light northerly winds, the high near 64, then a partly cloudy night with calm winds, the low near 42. By Wednesday, we see a low pressure area in the Gulf of Alaska with an associated trough of low pressure extending southwestward into the Pacific west of the Oregon coast that'll be pushing in a weak cold front, bringing in some clouds and a slight chance of showers for us starting in the afternoon. The wind's becoming southwesterly 4 to 8, the high temperature near 67. Still a slight chance of showers Wednesday night under mostly cloudy skies, the low near 46. Thursday starts out mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers, the high near 68. But we have a stronger front approaching, so we see more clouds than the rain moving in Thursday night, the low near 51. For Friday, we're looking at an atmospheric river event bringing in more rain with the winds becoming southerly 8 to 12 gusts to 20, the high near 60, rainy and breezy still Friday night, lows near 45. And sorry, folks, Saturday and Sunday look rainy and breezy also with another system moving in, the afternoon highs dropping into the mid-50s and the nighttime lows in the low 40s. Now, I should also mention we do have a slight chance of seeing the winds gusting to 45 in some areas on Saturday. Though the chance is slight, gusts this strong could cause some problems as many of the trees still have plenty of leaves on them, and as the soil will be pretty saturated, we could see some trees topple over into the power lines, causing power outages in a few areas somewhere in the valley. As far as how much rain we're looking at, I would say in the neighborhood of 1.5 to 3 inches from Thursday through the weekend into Sunday. The last thing I'll mention is the snow chance for the Cascade Passes. As it looks like the snow level will be dropping to around 3,500 to 4,500 feet Saturday night into Sunday, and because we're expecting plenty of precipitation, they could see over 6 inches of snow in the Santa Ana Pass with higher amounts in the higher elevations. So, my friends, I would say today and tomorrow are the days you want to secure items that could be blown away in the strong winds, and like I'll be doing today, go clear out your gutters and drains to ensure you have plenty of drainage during these possible high rain events. And that's it for this report. I will update the forecast on my Wednesday's podcast. And don't forget to go to the Lebanon High School website and vote to hopefully put them over the top to win a $1 million T-Mobile contest that would allow them to upgrade their 1950s era stadium. And that's it. Stay safe, and I'll be back Wednesday.